1050 WLIP.
7:23, Wake Up Kenosha. So many opinions over the weekend. And, well, pretty much every day. Radio, television, newspapers, social media. Oh, my goodness. Monday morning, just time for one man's opinion. That man is here. Steve Casey, good morning.
What is social media?
What is social media? It's the wave of the future, Steve. It's something that takes this country and divides it into many, many pieces.
Well, the future has passed me by, I'll clue you. But anyways, hey, we got a little bit of a dusting over the weekend, a little bit of snow.
Snowmageddon, yeah.
22nd Avenue, I understand they got about 12 inches out in Whitecaps.
They're still digging out from what we understand.
Yeah, they're still digging out. Everybody knows it snows much more west in the Whitecaps neighborhood. So,
I want to bring one thing up, Steve, before we get to the business. And this was something I heard on Casey's Corner when you were waxing nostalgic over the Friday night ABC television lineup.
Yeah.
You were mentioning the Brady Bunch and the Partridge Family. But after that, you invoked the program Beretta with Robert Blake.
Yes.
The issue I had is that the two, Brady Bunch, Partridge Family, and Beretta, never ran at the same time. So,
are you sure?
Yes, I'm sure, because both the Brady Bunch and Partridge Family ended in 1974, and Beretta made its debut in January of 75.
Okay, details. Bill, just details. It's just details, for heaven's sakes.
I just had to get that off my chest.
Wasn't it on at 8 o'clock? It wasn't on at 8 o'clock.
I haven't got that many details.
Well, so I was a year off, but I'm pretty sure it was on at 8 o'clock. That was my favorite show.
Something like that, yes, indeed. Yeah. All right, Steve, before we get to any and all business, we always got to do that disclaimer for those lawyer guys.
Yeah, we've got to disclaim that one man's opinion is just that, one man's opinion. My opinion, Steve Casey, doesn't necessarily reflect the management, advertisers, or on-air personalities of WLIP. It just means that after serving 22 years on the city council representing the neighborhood I was born and raised in and still choose to live in, I have a right to complain, grumble, and offer my opinion, and I do that every Monday morning with Bill and Pete on 1050 WLIP. After all, it's just one man's opinion.
That's all it is. What's your beef there, pal? What's bugging you?
Well, I had a lot of interesting discussions over the last week about the Uptown. A lot of different opinions out there, a lot of different great ideas. And again, I just can't emphasize enough that, you know, I hope we're not having a knee-jerk reaction to rebuilding the Uptown. You know, it seems to me, you know, that we should put together some kind of a master plan, maybe bring in a consultant, maybe bring in some, you know, some real experts. And just turning over a block of buildings to a developer just to put a new building there and to bring in new retail space, I just think is a knee-jerk reaction. I mean, I'm still waiting for the results of the grocery store survey to determine whether a grocery store can be successful in the Uptown. Hello. All you got to do is drive down 63rd Street and you see that it the neighborhood is not going to sustain a grocery store. What makes you think the neighborhood is going to sustain any type of retail investment in the Uptown? It just seems to me that we're moving too quickly in an effort to put up new buildings and tear down the old buildings. And I would just hate for us to make decisions that are going to have a lasting impact on the neighborhood. The problems in the neighborhood are a lot bigger than just needing new buildings and new retail establishments. You know, I mean, we've been talking, Bill, you and I have been talking about, you know, turning that deserted fire station into a neighborhood policing model.
Right, you know, that was something you brought up a while ago.
Well, we brought that up 2 or 3 years ago. That would be an excellent idea to fund a couple of police squads there and to have a presence in that neighborhood consistently, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. That would address some of the problems that you have in the Uptown. The perfect place for to change the model of policing and go to more of a neighborhood policing model. They have that in Milwaukee. They have that in a lot of metropolitan areas. I just think it's time to look at that and not to rush into a big development that may or may not be successful. You know, I'm just very concerned about the direction that they're going to be taking the Uptown.
Well, I mean, something has to happen there because you drive in that area and there you have those burned out buildings and they're still sitting there after the riots in August. And, you know,
they'll tear down the buildings. There's no question that the buildings need to come down, but let's not rush into something in an effort to just put up a new building. You know, I don't know enough about, the development to be able to pass judgment on it. I know they're doing some rezoning and things like that to alleviate the density issue and things like that. I just think it's a knee-jerk reaction, and we're moving much too fast on it.
It's one man's opinion. You know, it's not necessarily my opinion, Pete's opinion, the opinion of Alpha Media staff, management, advertisers. Is that enough to make the lawyers happy? It may not be
opinion
of my Uncle Jerry and Aunt Hortense, who, by the way, Steve, are going to be eating a lot of cannibal sandwiches during the holiday season. Take that, DHS.
Cannibal sandwiches with a little
mayonnaise. DHS says, hey, don't eat those things. They're good for you, man. Steve Casey, you can tell me about the cannibal sandwich, I'm sure.
Absolutely, absolutely. Every Sunday, a cannibal sandwich during the Packer game.
I love this
guy. A little salt and pepper, tall glass of cold milk. I'm there, baby.
It's heaven on rye bread is what it
there
is.
We go.
Oh, my
there
goodness. Steve Casey, one man's opinion. Thank you so much. We will talk to you Wednesday morning, sir.
Thanks, guys.